Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
January 14th, the first Sunday in Ordinary Time. The Epiphany Festival celebrates the manifestation of Jesus, especially to the wise men, but also at the marriage feast of Cana and on the banks of the Jordan River where John the Baptist baptized him. This January, the liturgy considers two of these revelations and also the revelation at the synagogue in Nazareth. The Cana story is surely one of the most charming in all the Bible. How did it survive in the tradition till the time of St. John's Gospel? Why did not one of the other evangelists pick it up? How indeed does it fit into John's Gospel? There are no easy answers to any of these questions, and perhaps all one has to say is that great, great story. Once upon a time, a certain teenage woman of about 15 summers was invited to a birthday party. In fact, according to all reports, it was going to be a super cool party. However, the young woman was at that stage of her maturation where it was necessary to adopt a pose of infinite boredom with life. She was, in fact, a flapper in one of Evelyn Waugh's novels about the 1920s, who was exhausted by the very act of breathing. So she announced that she wasn't going to the party because it would be boring. Other young women considered her opinion, because she was one of the opinion makers of a group. But they said, well, maybe it won't be boring. So they decided to attend the party. Our heroine's mother kept urging her to give the party a chance because the birthday queen's mother was such a nice woman. Well, as we all know, if a mother thinks something is worthwhile, by definition, it can't be. Anyway, at the last minute, with a sigh of infinite weariness, she decided to show up, if only to stop people from talking about her. She walked in the front door of the house, looked around at the 30 young people who were talking, dancing, eating, and said, "Nobody's here. Where's everybody?" So she found a segment of the wall that looked like it needed shoring up and leaned against it with a loud sigh. A nearby angel said she sighed 140 times during the party. Many of the boys at the party tried to talk to her. They offered to bring her food and a Coke, or maybe a piece of cake. She sighed again and shook her head. One boy, by reputation very cool, even brought her a piece of chocolate cake. "Barf City," she said. When the party was over, she walked home by herself. "How was the party?" her mother asked. "Oh," said the young woman, "it was great. Everyone was there, and we had a wonderful time."
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.